Stay tuned for In Our Range on the way next, brought to you by Westgate Nursing Rehabilitation and Assisted Living Center.
Good morning and welcome to In Our Range. I'm your host, Mike LeBeau. Joining me this morning is Vivian Alice, Acting President of the Ironwood Farmers Market. The Ironwood Farmers Markets are two weekly markets held from June to October each year. The Ironwood Township Market is held on Tuesdays from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Pavilion at Airport Park. The Downtown Ironwood Farmers Market happens each Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Historic Depot Park. On first Fridays, like the one we have coming up, the market is held at the Downtown Square Park. Vivian Alice is president of the Ironwood Farmers Markets. She is a graduate of Luther L. Wright and has worked for years with Theater North, where she currently serves on the board of directors. She's been a vendor with the market, presenting her own art and designs as the owner of Paper Syrup Company. Good morning, Vivian, and welcome to In Our Range.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. I'm glad we could get somebody from the market in today. The Ironwood Farmers Market is actually two different markets that happen weekly, right?
Yes. So on Tuesdays and on Fridays every week from 4 to 7. On Tuesdays, it's going to be held at the Airport Park in the Ironwood Township. And then on Fridays, we have it at the Depot Park in City of Ironwood downtown.
So the markets are held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you can find most of the same vendors there.
Yes, we do have some that have been with us for a long time. But we have a lot of new vendors this year. We have people who wanted to join a farmer's market that do a lot of handmade crafts, so that helps fill the beginning part of our season when we don't have as much produce, because our growing season is obviously very, very short, being that we live so close to Canada. And so our produce usually comes end of July, August is when we have the main bulk of our produce from our growers, unless it's berries. Our berries are typically earlier in the season if they do come to our farmer's market.
Great. And in addition to the weekly farmers and artisans and crafters and bakers, there's also special events throughout the season. So yes. I know that those are coming up as well. What are some events that you would like to highlight for our listeners here today coming up?
So the closest event coming up is going to be a fire truck day on our Tuesday market, August 18th. And that's going to be from around 4:30. To 7 is when they'll be there. The Ironwood Township Fire Department is going to be coming in and bringing their trucks. So bring your kids, bring your whole family. They can come and play on the trucks and meet the firefighters, and it should be a really fun time.
Yeah, kids love playing on those fire trucks, and it keeps them busy. And I think it's something that the firefighters enjoy as well.
Oh, they love it. You know? They definitely do.
Excellent.
They work hard for us too, so yeah. They should get a little glory.
Have a little good time.
For sure. And then our second event that we have is we're going to have a back-to-school ice cream social. That's going to be for our Tuesday and Friday markets, August 25th from 4 to 7, and then August 28th from 4 to 7. And we do want to thank Super One, because they did donate some money to the farmers market so that we could put on this ice cream social for the kids, since they're going to be going back to school around that time.
Yeah, so on August 18th, it's Fire Truck Day over at the Township Farmers Market. And then back to school ice cream socials at the Township Market on 25th and the Downtown Farmers Market on the 28th.
Yes, at the Depot Park.
Over at the Depot Park. Sounds like a good time. So lots of things for kids, including St. Maud's is generally at the Ironwood Farmers Market.
At Depot Park.
At Depot Park every Friday. You can get your kid involved in some woodworking and learn some skills every Friday afternoon out there. Carl and the crew do a great job with these
kids. Yeah, they do an amazing job. And we're really lucky to have them at the farmer's market, too.
Yeah, excellent. And so one thing that you and I talked about discussing to make sure that people were aware of is that there are several food assistance programs that people can partake in order to use their benefits that they're getting to access nutritious local foods, which will also, it benefits everybody. It helps make people healthier while also giving extra ways of funding to help our farmers who work so hard here.
Local growers, yeah. For our local growers, our bakers. So we have a few different programs, and I definitely want to talk about it because they can be a little bit tricky. The biggest one is SNAP EBT, obviously. So people can come to us and they bring their SNAP card, and then we just run it through our program, and we swipe their card. Depends on how much they want to do for the day. If they use $20, then we give them $20 worth of wooden tokens. There's also a program that goes with that called Double Up Bucks. And that program allows us to give them $20 extra worth of free money a day. So if they purchase $20, we can match that and give them $20. They can accept less than $20. I don't know why they ever would, but you definitely can. So it's an extra incentive to come and buy fresh local foods and goods from the people who really care about what's going into our bodies, right?
Yeah, so not only can we use our SNAP EBT benefits at the farmer's market, but there is a program that will also match whatever.
Yeah, it's part of the SNAP program, actually. Yeah, okay. It's their Double Up Bucks program. And so, yeah, up to $20 a day. So if you come and you spend $20 worth of your SNAP, you can get $20 of extra, these little silver tokens, and you can use those as well. And any of our vendors that are selling something that you would be able to purchase with SNAP is something that you would be able to purchase with those tokens.
So that's an excellent way for people to stretch their dollar and have access to good, nutritious foods. You know, there are often gluten-free options available at the artisan's market, and sometimes gluten-free options can be more expensive for people who are on a limited budget. So having that opportunity to have those funds matched that they're using, it not just helps the person who's struggling financially to access better food, but it's helping the makers of those products as well to be successful and keep doing what they love by providing this healthy food.
1,000%. You said it, Mike. And I think it's kind of remarkable how many bakers we have that do gluten-free and, you know, different food allergy exceptions. So I think that we're very lucky in that sense as well.
And there's some other programs as well that people can benefit from.
Yes. So under the umbrella of UPCAP, there's two programs. There's UPCAP and there's Food is Medicine. These are the ones that are a little bit more tricky. Most programs are for fresh produce, especially with a farmer's market. That's kind of like a no-brainer. With UPCAP, however, for those vouchers, you sign up online and then they will send you a voucher in the mail. And for UPCAP specifically, it is for meat, so poultry, pork
beef.
Yep, fish, eggs, wild rice, and then honey and syrup. And those are the only things that it is good for. You cannot use it to buy actual like produce, just those specific things. So anybody who is selling those things at the market, you can use those vouchers for that specific program. Our vendors sign up for those programs and then they redeem the vouchers or the tokens through us. And then there's Food is Medicine, which does produce pretty broadly. Okay. That's one that is fairly easy to understand. I think UPCAP is usually the one that trips people up because, ironically, trips people up because it is specifically meat and eggs, dairy, and wild rice, honey, and syrup. And then we also have Aspirus Health. They have a food program. I'm not sure if it has a very specific name, so we just kind of call it Aspirus. People can ask their doctor for tokens for the farmer's market, and they'll give them this little flyer, and it's good for $20 worth of tokens, and then we'll give them the tokens for that, and then we'll take the voucher and then we send that in later to Aspirus. The final program is called Senior Project Fresh. Now that one we don't have as much to do with. So if you qualify for that program, you will need to go online and look up Senior Project Fresh and sign up for that kind of separately.
That's through the state of Michigan?
Yes, that's through the state of Michigan. I do believe you can go to the Department of Health and Human Services and get help that way to sign up if there's any struggle with figuring that out. And then on the back end, our vendors also sign up for that program if they're eligible and they sell products that you would be able to redeem with through that program. They also have to do a training. So sometimes it takes a little bit longer for our vendors to fully kind of lock in on that program and be able to like reap the benefits, and for our patrons to be able to reap the benefits of that program as well.
So this is really is a collaboration that requires a lot of work from not only like the producers and the people providing the food, but the management of the board.
Absolutely.
And the Ironwood market itself and these several different agencies.
Yes.
To make sure this all goes together. For those interested in checking out the UPCAP program, they can go to www.upcap.org and check out their programs there. The Food is Medicine program, you can find more information on that at FIMCoalition.com. freshproject.org and get involved there. And then the Senior Project Fresh program is through the state of Michigan. You can go to michigan.gov and visit their special programs page in order to learn more about that. But these are all incredible ways for people who are struggling financially to get access to healthier food. And they also support the producers of this food because it makes sure that they get paid for all their hard work.
Yeah. It's so nice. And thank you also for listing all of the websites so that people know where they can go, because that's very helpful.
Yeah.
I want people to know as well that at any given point, any one of us board members will be at the market. So if they're ever confused or they're not sure, they can reach out to us. And that one of us, at least one of us, will be at a table set up with a little tablet. And that's how you'll know it's us. We're not selling anything. We just have a bunch of flyers.
This is managing.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about the board of directors and folks and the group of folks that help make this possible here in town. If there's any shout outs you want to give or descriptions that you want to give for people on the board and vendors, you know, let's give them their moment here.
Sure. So there are a total of five of us, including myself, on the board. I'm president of the board. And then we have Mary Kasten. She's our treasurer. If anyone deserves a shout out, it is definitely her.
Wonderful artist, been there for years.
She's been there for a very long time. Yeah. And she's kind of our guiding light, honestly, on the board, because all of the rest of us are new. And there was kind of, they lost quite a few board members last year. And then this year we had some turnaround and some changes, and it feels like the dust has finally settled and we've kind of got our core group of people who are here and ready to serve our community. So Mary has, she's been a wonderful mentor for all of us as we find our footing. I love her so much. She owns a business called Snow Country Creations, and they make handmade jewelry and things like that. Her husband is an artist and a designer, and he's a fabulous, wonderful human being. They're both really sweet people. And then we have Greg. He's our vice president, and he's also our Friday market liaison. So if people ever have questions on our Friday market, they can go and they can find him and ask any questions and hopefully have answered through him. And if he doesn't know, then he'll reach out to any one of us and we'll try to get their question answered. His business is Lintikoto, and they have a homestead, so they sell eggs and they sell produce, and they also do arts and crafts, him and his wife and daughters. So it feels like we have a really diverse group of people on the board who represent a lot of our, you know, our farmers, our artisans, and our creatives. We also have Bridget Young. She is our Tuesday liaison. She owns Bear Hug. A lot of people will know who I'm talking about because she sells freeze-dried candies, and people love that so much. She also does baked goods, and she does eggs and produce as well. She also has a homestead. And then Anastasia Wigfield is our secretary. So yeah, we have a really wonderful team. Anastasia, she has Nature's Carousel. She makes sourdough and baked goods. She's also working on gluten-free products as well.
And so if people would like to become involved and offer more support to the farmers market, because I'm sure you could always use some more volunteers and people that can take on some work, how can they contact you?
The best way to contact us would probably be through our email or through Facebook. So our email is ironwoodfarmersmarket@gmail.com, or they can find us on our Facebook page at the Ironwood Farmers Market. They can send us a DM. Bridget manages our website, actually. She's our social media manager, and she's been doing a fabulous job. So if they reach out, she will get back to them very quickly. And yeah, if they have any specific skills, we would love to hear about what skills you have and how you would be able to reach out to our vendors or sponsors or anything like that. Just send us a message or send us an email. We'd love that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Vivian. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we get out of here this morning?
Come to the farmers market. Come meet our farmers. Come meet our local growers and our artisans, our creative, crafty people. This year, we actually even had a blacksmith apply, which is incredible.
His work is pretty great.
It's so cool. Yeah. I think each year it just gets a little bit bigger and a little bit more well-known, and people kind of understand it a little bit better. So I'm excited to see where the farmers market goes, and I'm grateful to everyone who is here and has been here from the beginning since its inception, giving it love and giving love to our local producers.
And today the farmers market will be held at the downtown Square Park from 4 to 7 p.m. So make sure you get on down there as part of the First Friday festivities. Vivian, thanks for joining us this morning on In Our Range.
Thank you so much, Mike.
My guest this morning was Vivian Alice with the Ironwood Farmers Markets. I'd like to thank her for coming in this morning. The Farmers Markets are held in Ironwood on Tuesdays at the Pavilion at the Airport Park from 4 to 7 p.m. and then on Fridays downtown from 4 to 7 p.m. This week, the Ironwood Farmers Market will be at the downtown City Square Park as part of the First Friday festivities. The Ironwood Farmers Market would like to thank the following volunteers and sponsors for their time and monetary contributions: the Gogebic Range Conservation, Super One Foods, Northwind Co-op, Ironwood Township Fire Department, the Ironwood Chamber of Commerce, Judy and Ted Sims, for all of their help. So thank you. If you would like to get involved with the Farmers Market or have any questions, you can contact them on their Facebook page. Reach out to them by email at ironwoodfarmersmarket@gmail.com or check out their website at ironwoodfarmersmarket.com. This has been In Our Range. I'm your host, Mike LeBeau. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll be back next week.